Recently, I talked with Marinol's sister, Anna McEnany, who is originally from Pennsylvania and is presently working with a peace education program for Native Hawaiians. Sister Anna told me about her work and her students she works with. And recently you've been involved in Hawaii in a peace education program, Sister. Could you tell us something about that?
Yes. Really, it started in 1981. We were very much concerned about our teenagers. There was a prevalence of drugs, as there is every place, but it seemed to be stronger out in our area. Our area is where the indigenous Hawaiian people live, and they don't seem to think they have much of a future. The tourists have taken over, and the big money has taken over, and they seem to be left behind. Anyway, I had had a Bible class with them, and they met every Wednesday night. And whenever they met, they always began, before the meeting started, they would talk about school and how they hated school. They hated school. So one night I said, write five reasons why you hate school. And as they collected the papers, I was astonished to see that it wasn't the teachers, it wasn't the homework, it wasn't boring. The first reason was violence. They were afraid of the violence they would meet when they went over to the big high school, which has about 2,000 teenagers in it. So then I said, we're in the wrong place. We should be over there with those thousands of students rather than in this small church with 25 students, because in order to help them. So our program is based on hope. It's based on a vision. We know that the world is not at peace today. The vision went way, way down at the Persian Gulf affair. And many people who were active in the peace movement kind of gave up. But I said, we have to have vision. We have to have hope. We have to keep on. And this is what I say to the children all the time, that we have to have vision. You can make a better world. Don't take the world they gave you. Make it better. And with that, we also use the statement, take good care of the land, the Aina. It was not given to you by your parents. It is loaned to you by your children. Think that over.
Now, the original group was 25 young people.
Yeah.
And when you built the program, Sister, how many did it finally reach?
It started with the Waianae High School, and they had agreed to have all the students in their counseling program, guidance program, take it, which would come to, I say about 500 students, because it's a large school.
Tell me, what about the effect of the program on the lives of people who have gotten involved in it?
Well, at the when we went into Waianae High School, it was customary for them to have spring riots every year. The high school authorities told us about 3 years later, you must be doing some good because the spring riots have stopped. We don't know how to measure how much good we're doing, because there still are fights, there's still shooting and killing, but we know that the approach of the students, and now we do it from the elementary school, the intermediate school, and the high school, and the response is the same in all of these ages, that they want peace, that they are yearning for peace, that they look forward to the peace classes, and that they really get into it.